It is a Monday morning, and that means we're chatting with Dana Cannelberry. She's the executive director at the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce. Dana, good morning. Happy Monday.
Yes, unfortunately. But you know what? We're going to work around it. So last week, we went out to look at the softball complex and Toby's Hill to see if we actually could maybe have the Easter egg hunt outside. No. Just too much snow in the ball fields, and now there's more snow forecasted for tomorrow and Wednesday. So we made the decision to hold our Easter egg hunt indoors at M State here in Wadena. We'll have the three age groups that'll be separated into three areas at M State, and I think it's actually going to work out pretty well. Do want to thank Leslie at M State for allowing us to do this, and then we can have our Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, I mean, can you go over a little bit more of the details, Dana, with that Easter egg hunt?
Absolutely. Yep, sure can. The Easter egg hunt is open to kids 10 and under. We have the hunt, like I said, split into three age groups, from 1 to 3, 4 to 6, and 7 to 10. And so the hunt starts at 1 p.m., and the doors at M State will open at 12:30. We want to thank the Chamber Board and volunteers who are going to be there to help supervise each of these hunts, because from what I've heard, the hunt starts and in a flash, those eggs are picked up.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy how much those kids want to pick them up, and Easter and all the fun that comes with that. And I think if I heard right, Dana, is the Easter Bunny making an appearance on Sunday?
You know what, this weekend? CJ? Yeah, you did hear right. He is scheduled to hop over to M State for the Easter egg hunt. We got a message to him to let him know it's not going to be outdoors. And from what I heard, he's very happy about that it's being moved indoors. And then, so he'll be at the Easter egg hunt, and then he's going to scoot over to the depot. And he's going to be there till 3 o'clock for photos. So that'll be fun. And then we also put together the chamber. We're putting some Easter egg activities together. We have Miss Wadena Grace Gallant and First Princess Madeline Gallant. They'll be there reading stories. And of course, you can have your photo taken with these beautiful ladies too. Beth Kern will be doing some face painting, and we'll have some coloring pages for kids to color or take home, and this is all free of charge.
Wow, awesome. Sounds like a really fun day for the kids, Dana, but there's also some fun for the adults with the adult Easter egg hunt. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, and that's sort of a partnership with Hubbard Radio. So we can't leave the adults out, right? So if you listen to the Superstation 105.9 on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week, the 7 a.m. hour with Dan and Corey and the noon hour with Chelsea, they're going to announce clues each day of a golden egg hidden at a business. So each day there'll be a different business where the golden egg will be. Inside that egg is going to be a prize from that business. So it should be fun.
All right. Yeah, we'll be sure to listen out for those clues. And Dana, anything else going on this week with the chamber?
Yeah, so we have our second business after hours event on Thursday, April 6th from 5:30 to 6:30 at Magnify Financial in Wadena. And so we're inviting businesses, and you don't have to be a chamber member to come, nonprofits, organizations such as Rotary, Lions. This is a social event. It's in a relaxed kind of social atmosphere, and an opportunity to network with other businesses and build relationships, especially for those new businesses. This is a great way to meet some of our business people in town. We're going to have pulled pork sandwiches catered by the Barbecue Smokehouse of Wadena, along with all the fixins, and that's sponsored by Magnify. And we encourage businesses to come. You know, they can call the chamber or they can just show up. That's no problem.
All right. And any upcoming events, Dana, that you'd like to share?
Yeah, actually, the people at, and I got to make sure I got my poster here, at Rural Minnesota SEP, they are hosting a job fair on Wednesday, April 12th at the Wadena Armory, and they need more vendors to be there. And when I say vendors, businesses who may be looking for employment. I know, CJ, you cut the ad. I think you pay a fee, and it's a great opportunity because there's going to be high school kids coming in from 1 to 2:30 to tour all the booths, and then the public is open to come from 3 to 5. So this is just a great chance to see who's hiring out there, and then for businesses to higher potential, even summer employment for high school kids. So it's a free event. And let's see, what else did she want me to mention? There'll be food there. There's the Big Ideas semi-trailer, which has virtual jobs for everyone to try, which I think sounds very, very cool. If you want more information about the job fair, you just call Evelyn at 7660, 631-7660, and they can get you signed up or at least get you more information.
All right, Dana, anything else going on?
No, I think that's it for now.
All right, a lot of stuff, Dana, that's keeping us busy here on this Monday morning. We appreciate you coming up and giving us the scoop on what's going on with the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce, and we look forward to talking with you, recapping the Easter egg hunt and all that fun stuff next week.
Oh, sounds good. Thanks, CJ.
That's Dana Cannelberry with the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce. She's the executive director. She comes on every Monday morning around this time to talk with us about things going on with the chamber. If you missed any part of this interview, head on over to our website, wadenaradio.com, or to the KWAD or Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce Facebook page, where you can find the full interview.